Hey, it's Lauren. This is an excerpt from the full-length episode. To listen to the entire episode, head to the show notes and follow the link. This episode has been brought to you by me and my business, Lauren Grace Inspirations.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. So in some of the chats that I've had with people, most notably Julie Ryan, she talked about how when humans die, that, you know, essentially your ancestors are there with you and all these souls come and they are ready for you to celebrate your passing and your transition. And I wanted to talk to you now about going back to your experience with the Pegasus, where, you know, you had Gris and also your horse that passed, and then Pegasus showed up to, it seems, to assist them within their transition, maybe to greet them. So can you talk a little bit now about, you were sort of, I cut you off where you were talking about, okay, like, who are you and what is this all about? Let's go back to that part of the story.
Yeah. So I didn't really actually know how to get a hold of this Pegasus of mine. And this is, I know, like, how do I get a hold of you when I want to talk to you? So I actually ended up taking a workshop, a mystical creatures workshop. It was amazing. It was like unicorns, angels, dinosaurs, and I can't remember the other one, but it was so much fun. But the Pegasus one, I was like, all right, buddy, this is it. We're going to connect. And so through guided meditations, he literally was just waiting for me. He was just like, it's about time you called me in. I've been waiting. It's like, oh, I don't know how. I'm still new at this. And I had a really lovely conversation. And he told me, he said, because I work with so many animals, and at that time I was working with a lot of animals for clients during my animal communication sessions that were in the transitional phase, the end of life, and into the afterlife. So he was like, I'm here to help you I'm your transporter of souls. I help you with your personal animals. I help you with your client animals. And what he said was, because I have so many other energies and beings and things around me constantly, some of the younger souled animals might just get curious and want to go with another somebody, like a fairy. I don't know. He's just like, I just need to make sure that they don't get lost, don't get curious, and they actually go through the gateway that they're supposed to go through. And he's like, there's nothing to worry about. That's why I'm here. But with people like you that work in this realm, like, we have to give you extra assistance so all these younger souled animals don't get lost. And I thought, oh my gosh. And I guess he's been with me my whole life. And he told me that when my two animals died, he said, you weren't ready for us on a frequency level, on an emotional level. He's like, you weren't there yet, but we had to kickstart your ascension. Like, we needed to kind of get you going. And so he was like, I had to work really hard to connect with you. And I thought, oh gosh, I'm so sorry. And he's like, now you have to do your work so we can communicate regularly. And so I was like, okay, I guess you're on my team. And so now we've had this beautiful relationship for years.
Hi, thanks so much for listening to the episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please leave us a review where you listen to your podcast and share it with your friends. Thank you. New episodes every Thursday.